The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, brings down from the Pasuk, Shabbos in Zichron Chua Mikra Kodesh, that we say Kedushas Hayoim on Rosh Hashanah. Even though there's a Machlokes Tanom, exactly when do we say Kedushas Hayoim on Rosh Hashanah? Is it Tayach Malchias? Is it Tayach Zichronos? But everyone agrees that we learn out from a Pasuk that we mention Kedushas Hayoim on Rosh Hashanah. The obvious question is, then why should Rosh Hashanah be different than all other Mikroi Kodesh and Yom Tovim that exist? On Shabbos, we say Mikadash HaShabbos. On Yom Tov, we say Mikadash Yisrael V'Azmanim. On Yom Kippur, we say V'Yom HaKippurim, Mikadash Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. Why would I think that Rosh Hashanah is any different, that I need a Bazundra Pasuk to tell me that on Rosh Hashanah we mention Kedushas Hayoim? It's very interesting to note that when it comes to all other Yom Tovim in the Torah writes the reason behind the Yom Tov. For example, on Pesach, Ki Be'etzem Hayim Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. On Shavuos, it's the Zman of Chag HaKotzir, Zman of Bikurim. On Yom Kippur, it's a Yom Kippurim. On Sukkot, Ki B'Sukkot Hashavti Es B'nei Yisrael, v'chule. The only Yontif where the Torah does not mention the reason behind the Yontif is Rosh Hashanah. It says that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Zichron Tshuva. Nevertheless, the Torah doesn't mention why we celebrate Rosh Hashanah. The Torah should mention that since Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bo Ya'olam are coming to be done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshef and done Kol Ha'olam Kuloi, that's why we have the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Why is it not mentioned in the Torah? I would like to be matzia the following mahalach. There's a famous medrash in Parshas Emor, and the medrash says as follows: Ola elokim b'srua Hashem b'kol shofar b'shosh hakadosh baruch hu yoshev ve'oile al kisei din b'din hu oile matam ola elokim b'srua uv'shosh yisrael noitlin es shayfrehen v'toikin lefnei hakadosh baruch hu oimed mikisei hadin. The Yoshev b'kisei rachamim, d'chsev Hashem b'kol shofar, u'mesmalei aleihem rachamim, u'murachem aleihem, v'hoifech aleihem midas hadin l'rachamim. The Medrash says that when Rosh Hashanah comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev al kisei hadin, and he is dan the world based on din, based on strict justice. As it says, Ola Elokim b'srua, and Elokim is a lashon of din. As we all know, that kilo yitzak ha'olam lefanecha kol chai, that it's impossible for any of us to be zoiche to bracha when it comes to din. We need midas harachamim. It is when Klal Yisrael blows the shofar, and therefore, by blowing the shofar, it's Hashem, the Lashon Yudke Vavke, which is Lashon of Rachamim, Hashem b'kol shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel gets up from the kisei of din, sits on the kisei of Rachamim, has Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, and therefore Klal Yisrael is zoiche to the racham of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Chaim. From here we see that when it comes to the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Be'etzem Rosh Hashanah is not really a Yontif. It's a Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Hadin on Kol Bei Olam. It's rather Klal Yisrael by blowing the shofar and being mahapich that din to rachamim, being mahapich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel gets up in the kisei of din and sits down in the kisei of rachamim, it's through the blowing of the shofar, Klal Yisrael makes it that it's now a yom of rachamim, now it's a yontif. Perhaps this could be the reason why the Torah never mentions the reason of the yontif of Rosh Hashanah. That's because really, it's Klal Yisrael themselves that are making Rosh Hashanah into a yontif. Really, Rosh Hashanah should not be a yontif, it's a yom hadin. Nonetheless, it's only through Klal Yisrael's actions that turn it into a yontif, as opposed to all the other Yom Tovim and Mikroi Kodesh, where the yontif is created because of something that's happening or something that happened in the past. The yontif of Rosh Hashanah is being done every year when Klal Yisrael blows the shofar and changes it from a yom hadin to a yom harachamim. Perhaps that's also the reason why we need a Bazundra Lima to tell us that Rosh Hashanah has Kedushas Hayayim, is a day of a yontif, it's part of Mikroi Kodesh. All other Yom Tovim, there are Yom Tovim Be'etzem, that's why there's an Inyan of saying Kedushas Hayayim. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, which is Be'etzem Yom Hadin, it's really a day of strict din. Therefore, since Ayidei Klal Yisrael, blowing the shofar, they're the ones that turn it from a Yom HaDin into a Yom HaRachamin, perhaps then we would think that the whole Yontif only comes about through Klal Yisrael's actions of blowing the shofar. Therefore, it should not fall into the category of Mikroi Kodesh, and we shouldn't mention Kedushas HaYom. On that, we need the Pasuk to tell us that it's considered a Mikroi Kodesh, it's considered a Yontif like all other Yom Tovim, and therefore we have to mention Kedushas HaYom. I think this idea we see very clearly from the Yeduadik Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, where the Yerushalmi writes that really, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Adam Yedea Sheyesh Leidin, when a person knows he has a very strict court case in front of him, Loivesh Chayrim, he wears black, and he dresses himself in black, and he is very, very worried and serious about the din. However, Klal Yisrael, that know that they have the kayach of blowing the shofar and turning it to a yem of rachamim, Klal Yisrael is their loivesh levenim, and their misatef belevenim, v'oichlin, v'shoysin, v'smechim, v'yoidin shakarish bochu yasa lehem nisim. Klal Yisrael has the unique power to change this yom hadin into a yontif. They dress up and they eat and drink like a regular yontif, because Klal Yisrael has this unique power of turning it from a yom hadin into a yom harachamim and into a yontif. May we all be zoiche to have the rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this upcoming yom hadin, and we should all be zoiche to a ksivus simba toiva and a good kibbutz diyor.